On the phone now is Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino. And Jim, an amazing day on the North Shore in Gloucester. I don't know that we were expecting this kind of storm damage.
Well, hi, Rick. Yeah, it's been a very rough day. It's coupled with the cold that we had, and of course the snow and the wind that this storm brought was an extreme high storm surge and flooding. We expected that high tide in the middle of the day, the way it was, forecast. And the surge was as expected and has done a lot of damage, both to private and public property throughout the harbor, throughout the waterfront, throughout the whole coastline and our river harbors and anywhere, all throughout the city. We've had a number of roads flooded out that we've had to close down, Commercial Street, Atlantic, the back shore, Nautilus, Kent Circle around the Essex Ave area, of course, Causeway, Goose Cove Bridge, Langsford, Rocky Neck, I-4C2 was flooded. The parking lot and the football field at Newell Stadium is flooded as the river crest over the canal and ran into the football field and the parking lot, causing, a large amount of damage, a lot of water issues in homes throughout the whole city. So it's been a very dangerous situation, and it remains that way. And we need people to shelter in place and realize that this is an emergency. That we need to treat these roads. We need to have time to clear these roads and deal with, get these roads clear so our emergency vehicles can get to the places they need to be. With this flooding, I would just say if you have, if you're experiencing flooding in your home and it's getting up to the heaters or the electrical, you need to call 911 right away in an emergency situation. We are there to answer those calls. It's been ringing off the hook all day. We have a number of different avenues. We have all our shelters open from Action to the Grace Center. We have the Red Cross. If people need to be, put up in another property, if they can't find friends or family to stay with during this time. But if you feel that you're in immediate danger, you need to call 911, and we'll get someone out to you, and we'll get someone to get you to safety right away. We've had a number of folks call in today. The emergency crews have been out all day, going like crazy, as well as DPW. We have had our storm team in place. If there's someone that needs to be displaced, the Red Cross will get a place for them to go. If there are any more major power outages, which could be the case, I just got off a call with National Grid. They're suspecting this could be a multi-day event if the power does go out in some cases, and with the expected temperatures to really dip in the next 48 hours, even tomorrow morning starting, that people need to find a safe place, a warm place, and if they can't do that on their own, then they need to call 911, and we'll assist them in doing that. We are prepared with multiple warming stations and areas to do that if need be. At this time, there has been power outages. They're limited to a certain extent, but again, we're only probably, a little more than halfway through this thing. There's still a potential for power outages throughout the city, and we ask people to help us, help them. If they are in trouble, let us know, and we'll get to you. So, the school has been canceled for Friday. We are extending the parking ban until noontime tomorrow because we've gotten the visibility was so bad through most of the storm. We haven't been able to get to the roads that we would have otherwise. So it's been an extremely difficult storm event. We're working and we'll get everybody the care and the service they need. We just need time.
Jim, in the 52 years I've lived on Cape Ann, I've never seen this before. We've seen many, many different things. Now, high tide was a few hours ago at noontime, and as we speak, it's approaching dark and low tide. Have the waters subsided in Gloucester significantly?
Yes, they have. The high tide was at 12:30 today, so, you know, since 12:30, they have started subsiding. You know, we won't have another high tide until, 1 o'clock Friday morning. It's going to be a 2-foot lower tide. But still, you know, there's plenty of, you know, problems out there with, for the high school, for instance, when the water comes over the seawall, it comes over the seawall pretty fast. It's not seeping down our storm drains as fast. We've cleared those storm drains to make sure the water can recede when the tide recedes, and it has somewhat, but it's still, you know, not to a level where anyone should be go out checking their cars. No one should be, people need to stay in place tonight and let the city do their job cleaning the streets up so that we can assess, open roads up, and make, do the preparations and the and reconstruction where necessary to make it safe for people to travel.
Okay, Jim, thank you. That's Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino.